these weavings to and fro, these inevitable down-sinkings, flights, lamp-lightings. But that is the wider circumference of the moment. Here, in the centre, is a knot of consciousness, a nucleus divided up into four heads, eight legs, eight arms, and four separate bodies. They are not subject to the law of the sun and the owl and the lamp. They assist it. For sometimes a hand rests on the table. Sometimes a leg is thrown over a leg. Now the moment becomes shot with the extraordinary arrow which people let fly from their mouths when they speak. He'll do well with his hay. The words let fall this seed, but also, coming from that obscure face and the mouth and the hand so characteristically holding the cigarette, now hit the mind with a wad, then explode like a scent suffusing the whole dome of the mind with its incense, flavour, let fall from their ambiguous envelope the self-confidence of youth, but also its urgent desire for praise and assurance. If they were to say, "But you're no worse looking than many, you're no different, people don't mark you out to laugh at you," that he should be at once so cock-a-hoop and so ungainly makes the moment rock with laughter and with the malice that comes from overlooking other people's motives and seeing what they keep hid, and so that one takes sides, he will succeed, or no, he won't. And then again, this success, will it mean my defeat, or won't it? All this shoots through the moment, makes it quiver with malice and amusement, and the sense of watching and comparing. And the quiver meets the shore when the owl flies out and puts a stop to this judging, this overseeing. And with our wings spread, we too fly, take wing with the owl over the earth and survey the quietude of what sleeps, folded, slumbering, arm stretching in the vast dark and sucking its thumb too. The amorous and the innocent, and a sigh goes up. Could we not fly too, with broad wings and with softness, and be all one wing, all embracing, all gathering, and these boundaries, these pryings over hedge into hidden compartments of different colours be all swept into one colour by the brush of the wing, and so visit in splendour, augustly, peaks, and there lie exposed, bare on the spine, high up, to the cold light of the moon rising, and when the moon rises, single, solitary, behold her, one, eminent, over us? Ah, yes. If we could fly, fly, fly. Here the body is gripped and shaken, and the throat stiffens, and the nostrils tingle, and like a rat shaken by a terrier, one sneezes, and the whole universe is shaken. Mountains, snows, meadows, moon, higgledy-piggledy, upside down, little splinters flying, and the head is jerked up, down. Hay fever! What a noise! There's no cure, except spending hay time on a boat. Perhaps worse than the disease, though that's what a man did, crossing and recrossing all the summer. Issuing from a white arm, a long shape lying back in a film of black and white under the tree, which down sweeping seems a part of that curving, that flowing, the voice, with its ridicule and its sense, reveals to the shape.